Welcome to the Oh Trouble Podcast. When casting calls for national dating shows reach Wisconsin, Eau Claire residents show up ready to become reality TV legends. Armed with headshots, heartfelt backstories, and sometimes far too much confidence. But for every hopeful who dreams of finding love inside a pod, many never get past the first interview. This segment highlights the stories of the locals who didn't make the final cut for Love is Blind Eau Claire Edition. From the overly rehearsed romantics to the wonderfully eccentric characters producers couldn't quite place, these near-miss contestants share what really happened during auditions, how far they went to stand out, and what it feels like to be rejected by a dating show before ever stepping into a pod.
What's up?
I don't know about you, but this is some bullshit.
You can say that again. You can say that again.
Over this bullshit in this town. Just because you don't look like somebody, you don't talk like, you don't know the right people, I am so over this bullshit.
I totally agree.
Bringing the national stuff in here, and they're doing it all over again. I'm so over it.
So what's your story, man?
Yeah, we should probably
introduce ourselves,
because we're not going to be on TV, so people won't know who we are.
So I'm Cindy, and I've been in this Midwest pod since forever, and I've been told that I'm from here, but I'm not of here, whatever the hell that means. I'm too nice.
Too nice.
And they don't like that.
I can tell.
Too nice.
That was the first thing I thought about you.
Mm-hmm. I'm just too nice. I like sugarcoat everything, and I'm a recovering people pleaser. So, you know, why wouldn't they pick me?
Yeah, I ask myself that every day. What's up, everyone? My name's Trey. First name's Trey. And, yeah, maybe I was too big of a bad boy for the show, but I don't know. I see plenty of bad boys on there, and I don't know. Same question you're asking. I mean, why didn't I end up on there? I'm no worse or better than anyone else that was on there. This is what I said from the first time I heard they were coming to more of a local thing. You know, once a national TV thing goes local, it goes right down the tubes. If this was still national, if this was like a, you know, New York take two, I'd be right up there. Right up there.
Same. Like,
and you are?
I'm Natalie E. Like, Natalie, and there's three E's at the end. Natalie. And they did not like my uniqueness when I explained it is not Natalie, it's Natalie. No room for individuals, no room for authenticity. No, they want cookie cutter. They want filler. They want Botox. Like, God forbid I have a couple moles. Yeah, and just like, it was just like, bullshit. I can't.
See?
But, like, I'm obviously not alone, so.
Oh. Well, you...
Who are you, friend?
You guys are feeling this a little more intensely. My name is Aloof, and I do...
What's up, Aloof?
...like to think that I can rise above this rejection. I mean, maybe the system is rigged a little bit. Trey, I mean, you got a little excited. I mean, maybe that's why, you know, you're not as detached as you should be, because we're all just here for our own enlightenment and to reach a higher level.
Oh, so you're from Finland?
Yes.
Yeah, you couldn't be from America with that attitude, Aloof.
Well, but don't tell them that I'm from Finland, because this is local. This is Love Oh Blind.
Yeah.
This
Love Is Blind Eau Claire. Aloof. Yeah. Sounds pretty Scandinavian to me.
And that attitude? I'm sorry, that walked right off the train.
I've heard that name. How do you spell that?
You guys,
there's
Aloof,
an umlaut for sure.
Aloof is supposed to be Buddhist. I don't know why we're talking about... I mean, there's not that many Finnish Buddhists. So, you know, I did appreciate what you said about authenticity, Natalie E. E.
Natalie. E. Yeah. E. Thank you, Aloof.
Yeah.
I want to call you Lufa.
I do too. I like that name.
Yeah.
Lufa.
It's like so cute. Like, you're Lufa.
No.
You're my baby Lufa.
No, thank you.
Yeah, basically they said I would talk like a baby. They did not think that was cute. They said that is over.
And I'm amazed that they didn't at least choose you out of
us four.
Because
I mean,
you look at the history of the people that had on there. If you go back to season 9...
I know, like Rally EE.
You go back to season 9, they had... What's-her-face? Her nickname was Sparkle So-and-so.
Mm.
Literally Sparkle So-and-so. You're literally going to take someone with Sparkle So-and-so over Natalie EE? I mean,
and you
sound like you fit in.
I don't know why it's like Natalie, I sound like I'm a dolphin. Natalie, I have positivity. I'm bubbly.
I'm Natalie.
Yeah, they basically, I guess they see winners and they just like throw us in the fucking dumpster. But, you know, maybe it's because they had their freaking party at the Wagner Lanes meets Toppers and it was just grimy as shit. Maybe they could have leveled up.
Yeah.
The dumpster, though, is where you can find your true peace and your true meaning.
Aloof. Tell me more.
Aloof.
I would love to tell you more.
Are you a dumpster diver? That's nasty. I'm sorry.
That is getting back to the earth and repurposing when you dumpster dive. My experience on the show was that they would ask me questions and I would give my answer and keep talking and talking and talking. And I just had so much to say. I have so much wisdom to share. And finally they were just like, dude, shut up. I mean, that is pretty rude though, I think.
But it's also pretty fair. I would probably tell you to shut up too. Even just like sitting here next to you like, Lufa, I love you, but I would tell you.
It's a loof. The A is at the front, not the end.
Lufa! I'll say, shut the fuck up, Lufa.
I am surprised you didn't get chosen for the show.
I'm honored, yeah. I thought my drama was, like, perfectly compatible. Like, white trash, like, kind of like a dolphin, kind of like a cheerleader, kind of like girl next door meets, like, a hillbilly.
Wait. Did they ask you about how much therapy you've been in the interview?
Oh, yeah.
Because...
they did.
They drilled me on how much therapy I had been in. Like, how many years, what kind of therapy I'd been in, did it work, did I like it, would I do it again, and how it was going to help me date.
I gave the therapy in my question in my interviews.
Yeah. I said, I'm a life coach. I said, I'm a life coach. I don't need therapy.
You strike me as someone who would own one of those health centers that it's like, only like red light. And
I thought you were going to say, I thought I looked like I owned a PT Cruiser. Because I do. Guilty.
That's okay.
I've got a purple PT Cruiser.
Whatever I say. Okay.
And
Trey likes it.
Yeah. Natalie, you'll see. You got, dolphin stickers on the back, but obviously.
That's you? That's you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah,
I
basically
you.
Little Miss Seymour over here, but don't mind me, because Love is Blind doesn't like me. So just fuck me, I guess.
So, I guess going kind of back to like some of those initial interviews that we had to kind of get us back on the show, I was wondering, you know, what your response is to for their first question. The first question they asked me was, what's your toxic trait? And I didn't hesitate a second, and I'm like, I lie for the fun of it.
Ooh.
But the honesty.
I couldn't even do that, because I'm a recovering
people
pleaser.
I guess they didn't like it. I didn't like it. I don't know.
Audacious.
That was so brave.
I thought so. I thought that's what they liked.
What did your face look like? Did you look smarmy?
I was looking smiley. Is that the same thing?
No. Did you have your, like, sleeves rolled up and were you kind of greased up?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, I don't like grease.
Okay.
No,
okay.
I lie for the fun of it, the hell of it. I enjoy it. Sue me.
Maybe.
Who's going to know?
You're not a good
puppet, then. Who's going to know?
We can't be their little reality puppets. We're too real.
Again, I am kind of surprised that they didn't choose you either.
What?
You're telling me.
I wish they would have picked you, Lufa.
Yeah.
it's yeah, you'd fit it right
it's
in.
It's aloof.
What was the first question they asked
when
you?
When they asked me, what is your toxic trait? I said, toxicity is in the mind of the beholder.
Your toxic trait is you're pretentious. Got it.
Got some big words. Yeah.
If by pretentious you mean wise, mm-hmm. yes.
Mm-hmm. You know what? You remind me of about 50% of the people I've dated, okay? I'm surprised they didn't choose you.
Yeah,
the emotional
too.
Withdrawal, like the way you're leaving everyone wanting because you are not available.
And she's got this wall around her.
Yeah.
They can feel it.
Yeah, we know there's no emotional availability here.
Right,
all the way
right,
over here.
Right.
I've had so much therapy, I can feel that shit all the way over here.
Maybe
well done.
That's what it is, maybe.
Well done.
Maybe for them, they knew your disconnection would be felt through the wall. There's technically a wall there anyway. So they wanted you to act like there wasn't a wall. They wanted you to be like, oh, maybe love is blind.
Well, and you know what?
And then you're like, no, you're two steps ahead of them.
Oh, I
don't know, maybe.
And you know what the classic line around here is? How are you? I'm fine. End of story. How's that working out for you? I'm fine. Mm-hmm.
Well, what's your toxic trait, Sydney?
Right on.
Cindy.
Toxic trait, Cindy. I got a gap in my mouth, okay?
Clearly. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, that was mean. Sorry.
It's okay. Hey.
I'm a recovering people pleaser, so I'm trying to be more direct and nice.
What's your toxic trait? What did you say? Because that's not an answer.
Let me think.
Niceness is just shallow.
Yeah, niceness is not kindness. So I guess,
there is a difference.
Right.
It was toxic positivity.
No. Yeah.
Yes.
I could see that.
Yes, thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
I don't know.
I try really hard.
I don't know. That sounds pretty on the nose to me.
And I might be hard on the outside, but I'm really soft on the inside once you get to know me.
Pulling at the heartstrings now by choice. I don't like it.
I'm also surprised they didn't choose you.
Thank you.
That sounds the toxic positive person.
I feel so seen.
That everybody takes for granted and nobody understands, but inside you are a well of...
I'm like a marshmallow.
Marshmallows.
Like covered in...
Covered in soul and substance.
Yes.
Gross. I love marshmallows, says everyone. Gross.
I actually made Rice Krispies today, so... I'm thinking about
could be
them.
Friends. We could be friends.
Actually, who says we aren't friends?
Girl.
And that was my toxic trait. They have absolutely no discernment whatsoever. I don't know if something is good for me, bad for me. Am I eating poison? Am I eating candy? Is this person toxic? Am I walking off a cliff?
I've got so many notes about that. I can help you. I'm a wellness coach.
Link up.
I so got you.
Okay, let's link
you.
Up. Maybe we'll bring Lufa too.
I can lend my spirituality guru expertise also.
Yeah,
to this
but you'll
endeavor.
Be quiet. Thanks.
Not possible. So it seems like we were all really good candidates in one way or another.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
What?
The hosts. They get a lot of say.
Oh.
They get a lot of say. What? What are those? The Nick and
they
Vanessa?
They were intimidated.
Okay.
They were intimidated
by me. If
that's
their real name.
I believe they were intimidated by all of us because they have, enough personality in all of our baby fingers. Mm. I just see bland.
Yeah.
I see boring. I see
white
AI
toast.
Slop.
White toast.
I remember hearing one time Nick picked up his phone. He answered Nicholas. What's with that shit?
Let's stage a coup.
What is with that shit?
That's fancy.
It's
that's
not his
fancy.
Real name.
That'd be like, I'm Cynthia.
Oh, fancy.
As opposed to, I'm Cindy.
I shun fancy. We should start our own show.
Yes! Yes,
toxic
yes,
at the
yes,
table.
Yes,
toxic
okay.
at the table.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Interview questions, I'm on them.
Okay. What's the first one? What's
favorite
your first question?
Food.
Favorite. What would that tell you?
If they have good taste.
And then I would say, if you could be any body of water, what would represent your emotional capacity at this time?
Mm. Are you calm and are you bubbly? Are you
like I'm a
girl,
raging
you went to the
forever.
Same therapist I did. That's like therapy talk.
Well, I grew up in a cult. Okay. So
ooh.
Maybe you know
ooh.
There's some good, there's some
ooh.
Bad.
Okay.
Ooh.
That is an excellent
ooh.
Question.
Ooh.
And it's
what would you
one,
ask?
What I would ask what color is your vibe?
Ooh. Expand on that. I don't know what that means.
If you don't understand the question, then you're
she's
not a good.
About the chakras.
Okay.
The chakras.
Yeah. Okay. You've got a gray vibe, Trey.
How do you say that? Chakras.
Chakra.
Yeah.
I'm all about colors.
Auras.
Clearly, you're not. Read a book, Trey.
Okay.
What would you ask?
I'm sorry, Natalie. I'm sorry.
Trey.
You didn't make it on the show either.
What's your question, Trey?
Yeah, I want to hear your.
If you could be one. Type of tree, why would it be a pine tree?
I'm a birch. So for you to assume that, I would fucking freak out.
That's the question I would ask.
Okay.
That's the question
why
I would ask.
Why you didn't get picked. Okay.
He's just one of those people that tries to put everybody in a box.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry, I only see through my own point of view.
My pine
okay, Natalie.
Tree.
Yeah,
bodies
sorry.
Of water. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, let me just like.
Bunch of bullshit.
I mean, I love trees, but maybe if you included more than pine.
This right here is. I'm really, really shocked that we didn't get chosen for the show.
Yeah. Viewership
okay.
up.
Okay. Okay.
That's why
so
we're doing our own show.
Making our own
yeah.
show.
Yep.
And we all know at the end of the pods, there's the honeymoon, and they go to somewhere fancy like Mexico or
yeah.
something.
We'll go
warm.
To the joint.
We all do know that because we all have seen the show.
Yeah, I know. That's why we all applied. So we
yes.
know
yes.
about it.
Yes, yes.
We all know exactly what happens on this show.
So there's always a honeymoon at the end of talking for a few days. So, the joint?
The joint.
The joint.
Is our honeymoon?
Yeah. So Claire honeymoon. Or... We
no,
could go to
what
the
about,
top of the ski.
What about chaos?
Ooh.
It's a splurge.
Zip line.
Okay, everybody has to make sure to wear socks. Trey, I'm looking
party.
At you.
I'm
socks?
Going
no one
go
says
party.
Anything about socks.
Yeah, and then you don't wear them, and you need to have them.
Jump socks.
You need to have the right socks.
They have those sticky things on the bottom.
Exactly.
I love those, and they're green.
Yeah.
They're so cool.
They remind
oh
me of
God.
Good
they're
old days
so
with
cool.
a
they're
psych
so,
hospital.
They're so cool.
Things a lot like that apply. They don't apply to me. You know, my toxic trait. We talked about it. I lie for fun.
Yeah.
I think everyone's lying for fun. So if they tell you to wear socks, I think that's just a big old lie. It's a big old scam. I don't need to wear
you
socks.
You need to see Cindy's therapist, Trey.
No, screw that.
No,
no,
Trey, you're stuck in a box, okay?
She's so good. She has these paddly things that she puts up by your ears, and you listen, and they go ding, 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 and
like,
they tell you if you're
shock
lost
you?
Your mind.
Shock you?
No, it's got some letters. I don't know what the...
And then you can find out the color of your aura, so it's not
it sounds
charcoal
like
anymore.
EMDR if you believe in psychobabble. Instead
of EDM. No.
Like there's.
Okay.
Well.
So we didn't make it. We didn't make it on the show. For obvious reasons, I guess. It's not very obvious to me, but whatever.
Sometimes blessings are hidden.
All right. So before we say goodbye, until we meet again, my new family. What's the name of our show? Drum roll.
I was gonna say. Toxic tushies. But I am willing to say sexy singles.
Mystic matchmaking.
Aloof. Oh, such a
boo. Slivers of sparkles.
How about
sounds fun.
Leaving it all at the table?
Leaving it on the table.
Let's leave it all on the table.
Valley of Dolls.
Valley of Dolls.
That was taken.
Circle
that's
of
taken.
Dolls.
That's taken. Sorry.
The Council of
like
Dolls.
Like Chippewa Valley, right? Like Chippewa,
the Chippewa
like
Valley Council of Dolls.
Chippewa Valley Council of Dolls. Okay.
Stay open.
Well.
Eh.
Okay.
Dolphin dating.
All right.
Dolphin
so
dating. Okay.
Dolphin dating.
All right. Well, you know what
and
oceans
we'll just
need?
Go DD.
Trees.
We'll call ourselves DD.
Lovely.
Because we like DDs,
it.
Whatever they are.
Okay.
We love them.
me as Trey am so down with.
Yeah. Double D's.
Double D's.
Same.
Cool.
Yeah, we're Double D approved here. Brought to you by Double D's.
This has been the O Trouble Podcast. Good night.
The O Trouble Podcast is a roundtable panel-style podcast featuring improvised conversations with some of the most distinctive voices from Eau Claire and Western Wisconsin, and is produced by Andy Hansen and the graduates of the Eau Claire Improv Theater. The music is by Andy Hansen. The views, opinions, characters, and scenarios presented in this podcast are for entertainment purposes only and are the product of improvisation. Any resemblance to real people or actual events is purely coincidental. The hosts and participants are performing fictional characters and scenarios, and nothing stated should be construed as factual information or the personal beliefs of the performers. Thank you all for loving and sharing this podcast. We feel the same.